USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former Dallas police officer who fatally shot her neighbor after mistaking his apartment for her own was found guilty of murder on Tuesday. A jury reached the verdict in Amber Geiger's murder trial in just a handful of hours of deliberation. The jury is expected to return Tuesday afternoon for the punishment phase of the trial. President Trump signed a trade deal with Japan last week while in New York for the United Nations General Assembly meetings. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump for trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business.
We were able to get the most sweeping reform of an international organization in our history. It was crickets in the media, despite the fact that those two deals alone, those two Trumpian victories, will generate billions of dollars for farmers, ranchers, workers, manufacturers.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration is making a new push to pressure sanctuary cities such as Chicago into cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Mark Morgan is the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection.
I've been doing law enforcement for a few decades, and I can tell you, I'm a lot more than concerned about this politically driven policy. What the citizens of Chicago need to understand is this policy is going to create more victims in their city. ICE has and always will. Their priorities are go after criminal aliens, not just aliens that are here illegal, but criminal aliens that are here illegally and have committed additional crimes against the city of Chicago in this incident. It's outrageous. It's reckless. And lives will be in danger because of this.
Google is working on a safety app that would detect car crashes and call 911. After determining there was a crash, the phone would sound the alarm, and if there's no response, it would call 911 with its location. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Yale University senior Esteban Alonso says some of his fellow students are sick with protester derangement syndrome, meaning they're protesting seemingly all the time. He recently wrote an op-ed that appeared in the New York Post and joins Fox News to explain why now is the time to shed light on this issue.
I actually think a lot of students on campus, maybe not the majority, but a not insignificant percentage, agree with the general sentiment of my essay, but for a variety of reasons, choose not to speak up. I think I'm in a unique position where I can, so I decided to go ahead and do that.
And as far as the protests that Alonzo saw at Yale?
So the climate strike was the most recent one. The climate strike happened on Wednesday. Hunger strike happened in 2016. There's been some sit-ins at the investment office, some sit-ins at the financial aid office. It seems like there's kind of a new one every couple weeks, and they're a lot less focused than you'd imagine.
And the faculty makes it worse by playing into it, right?
You know, I think it's actually institutionalized to an extent, and it's not just the faculty. I would blame the faculty less as I would blame the bureaucracy. There's a lot of institutions at Yale, particularly the cultural centers, right, like the Latin American Cultural Center, that encourage this type of behavior. And I think that's something not necessarily unique to just Yale, but unique to private institutions in general. They have large bureaucracies that kind of support this type of behavior.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.